for them to pray for being granted amnesty, it will not work, because the current challenges that Zimbabwe is facing can be traced historically to this culture of impunity that Zimbabwe has created. And for them to use such a hideous tactics, it will not work.
How best can this transition be handled from this authoritarian regime to a more democratic transition?
One would have hoped that because there are human rights violations that were perpetrated in Zimbabwe, the inclusive government in Article 7 enunciated that there was going to be a process of trying to go through a process of national healing and cohesion. And one was hoping that by creating an organ that is run by representatives from the three political parties, it would be provided with an opportunity of sitting down and crafting a process in which all issues are considered, who were the perpetrators of violence and how the country should move on. And all these options will be put on the table, whether it is necessary to grant amnesty, conditional amnesty, whether we should opt for non-judicial processes, and how we can be ensure that we can reform the institutions that have been decimated by the period of the political crisis. So there's no one way of solving this thing. If people are forced to accept amnesty unconditionally, what we are simply doing is we are perpetuating a culture of violence, and Zimbabwe will never heal if that is done for political expedience.